And Kathy Dawes now, along with Marin Mazouk, and he is representing Blue Valley Randolph. Blue Valley High School and Middle School principal, in fact, and appreciate Marion being here today. And I hopefully we'll be hearing from USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams. But do want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And I know, of course, that budget is still a little bit up in the air, Mary, and maybe just an update. I know we're into the new fiscal year, but still kind of waiting to see what the Supreme Court does. But things are looking up, it sounds like.
Yeah, we're really anticipating an improvement for the next few years, especially this coming year. I know the Supreme Court hasn't decided officially what they're going to do, but I know I visited with Mr. Burton yesterday, and we're really looking forward to what to anticipate for this next year. We've already kind of settled with our teachers, and we were pleased that the board passed a improvement for salaries for everybody, so about a 4% increase. So we're really appreciative of that for this year. We haven't had much of a raise the last few years just because of the budget the way it being, so we're looking forward to that, and I know our new teachers coming in and everybody else is looking forward to getting started with a good year.
And as you say, I mean, it's wonderful to hear news of raises for the teachers, and it's been tough times. I mean, it really has. I mean, obviously you're still sort of in limbo, but it's been tough in recent years to give those raises.
Yeah, and you know, everybody understands this is the way it is, and we're all fortunate just to, some of us just to have a job and be where we are. There's a lot of good things at Blue Valley that we always thought was there because just of our school. So, raises are important. You want to keep the staff you have. You want to get good teachers coming in, always everybody's trying to improve themselves. So, I mean, we've had some teachers leave in the past few years, and I totally understand that for what they were trying to do. But you want to be competitive with what you have for our students. But I'm really looking forward to what we have currently this year and upcoming years for our staff and at Blue Valley. So, yeah, it's been tough, but, we're not alone in this. It wasn't just affecting us. It's affecting all our districts in Kansas. So, we're all in this together, so looking forward to what we have coming up.
Any other budget-related matters? I know, of course, you still have that bond issue you're getting ready for.
Yeah, we're really excited about in November at the general election, we will be trying to pass a $4.1 million bond, which basically the biggest part of that is for our new ag building that we want to get going. We have over 70% of our students are involved in ag in our school, so obviously we want to get that up to, up to better standings than what we have. We're just crowded. I mean, we're just really tight in the building we have. So with a lot of support from our ag former students, alumni, they've been really real supportive of what we're trying to do. So, yeah, the biggest part is to get a new ag building, and then we can use our current ag building. We're going to remodel that and use it as a weight room, which is going to be for the public. Obviously, our current weight room is kind of small in the building, and it was a public weight room, but we're going to continue that. So I think we can really utilize what we have. And then, of course, we have a lot of other stuff. We're trying to – there's always updates that we need. We're going to help new roof on the high school. We also want to do some improvements at McCormick Elementary with some of the what they need in windows and
windows cost a lot.
How they do, and it's just when you start, it's and we're going to get those at the middle school and high school. So we're really tried to utilize the money, not just for something that we can need next year, but I mean, through the 15, 20 years that, we haven't had a will to do. We want to expand the fax room and remodel that in the high school. And of course, we can use it for, we want to get some buses that we need for down the road. So I think the board has really been proactive in looking to what we need, not just next year, but 5 years, 10 years, you know, that will improve our district, because our enrollment has been really up at the elementary level. Our K-4 next year is projected to be close to the 100, which is averaging 20 kids per class. So that's really what we are looking forward to. And then, of course, you know, in 5 years, 10 years, those kids will be at the middle school and high school. And if we get this bond passed, it'll be nice for them to have something to look forward to.
A little bit of a baby boom, it sounds like. And back to the Ag building, maybe more specifically what that's going to look like and what you're hoping for anyway. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, it's going to be located right on just off the where our current tennis, well, it used to be our tennis courts, basketball courts are. And it's going to house basically – it'll be, have better technology as far as our welding. We can improve our welding stations. And I know Mr. Mills, our VOAG teacher, he's been so proactive in trying to, with technology and improve. I know just 3 years ago, we just got a new greenhouse put in, attached to our high school. So that's part of it. But inside the VOAG building, he can expand, like I said, our welding. I know he's looking forward to, they do some cooperation teaching with our science department. And we got some grants. We get those. We have a number of grants that we can expand. I know we just planted some apples and pears and peach trees, I think. So we can do that. But the building size, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'm not sure what size it'll be, but it'll be really a good facility for what we need.
I've heard wonderful things about the greenhouse there, too. I mean, that's pretty special.
Yeah, it really has. The community has been involved. I know it twice a year, several times a year, he has flowers for sales or plants that we you know, we can open up to the public. Eventually, we hope to raise some, able to raise like lettuce and stuff like that we can actually use in the, in our kitchen. You know, they allow that. So, yeah, it's been something that I didn't expect. You know, you don't expect to have a number of years ago, and then it just worked out. So, our students do enjoy taking those classes. And
random question, but what happens to the greenhouse in the summer months?
Oh, it's maintained. They have to what they call clean it, not clean. I call it clean it out, but they have to get it ready for the next year. And they do maintain some plants in there, but I'm sure he's busy right now getting it ready for our students, but they do carry over some plants, I know, maintain it through the year.
Let's go ahead and take a break. It is now about 9:14. I know you have enrollment coming up. We do want to talk about that, and we'll have some other matters to discuss. Again, we have with us today Marion Mazouk, representing Blue Valley Randolph USD 384. He's principal of Blue Valley High School and Middle School, and we'll take a break. 537-1350 if you have questions for Marion today.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Barb Hurley.